got the sack, I got all of that. TNT, man, I got the cover. A microwave grade, I top it with butter. Boy, undercover, scorching in the base. Live on now, you don't wanna wait. Doing interviews, players in the crew. Coverage for you, better than the news. And it worked too, cause I'm all in it. First name Terrence, last name Bennett. And it's not a gimmick, it's just me being me. That's that TNT. It's just me being me. That's that TNT. Yeah. TNT. Yeah. TNT.
Good Monday morning again, everybody. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in again to TNT Sports Podcast with myself, Terrence Bennett. This is episode number 3. We made it to episode number 3. So, like I said, I appreciate each and every one of y'all for tuning in again. Like I said, I know y'all on y'all way to work, school, whatever the case may be, but I appreciate y'all tuning in again. Hopefully I can have y'all targeted this good show I got for y'all today. I appreciate it. Appreciate all the feedback again. I think I got a nice show lineup for y'all today though. But today, like last week, we tackled on the draft and Marshawn Lynch, the Saints, of course. And of course, Lil Jerry's, you know, Saints super fan, you know, he just had his surgery, which he's healing, by the way. So I may say a few words about him as well. But I got a nice show lineup for y'all today. We're gonna talk about the NFL, of course. You know, remember last week I talked about how the Ravens love Alabama players. So I went and did a little study on it to try to figure out why. I got a couple Alabama players that play for the Ravens or play for the Ravens. So I just wanted to see why. So I found out why. So I'm gonna go into that as well. And we're gonna talk about the Saints, of course. You know, the Adrian Peterson deal. Few more things just to put off on it. And defense, of course. And we're going to Michael Orr as well. You know, if you know the movie The Blind Side, he was the subject for the movie with Sandra Bullock. And also, we're going to Colin Kaepernick. If you know the protest and all that stuff he was doing when he was with San Francisco, which he was the quarterback for San Francisco. And now, you know, he's a free agent, but, you know, he does a lot for the community. So I want to recognize him for what he has done or what he is still doing. And also, I want to get into LeVar Ball, you know, the big baller brand shoes. Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people like why the media giving him publicity on that. But I mean, I think it's something good to talk about. You can give an opinion about, because I definitely have an opinion on that. And then of course, I'm gonna start off with Lil Jerry's. You know, he had his liver surgery, got a transplant, and so from all the tweets his dad put out, everything looks like it's going well. So prayers up to him and his family. So everything looking promising for him. So and hopefully he can have a normal life now. So prayers up to his family and prayers for speedy recovery. But now I'm gonna go ahead and get into the NFL. We're gonna talk about the Saints, Adrian Peterson, running back. As I said last couple episodes of my podcast, he is the newest member. Adrian Peterson, the newest member of the New Orleans Saints. He expressed that he wanted to bring the team and young Mark Ingram. He wanted to bring some positive energy to him. He wanted to be a mentor to Mark Ingram and the team as well, but definitely Mark Ingram because, you know, they play the same position. So he wants to mentor him. And Peterson quote to ESPN, he said that he want to put his arm around the young guy, which is Mark Ingram, and teach him all I can teach him. So, you know, you want to teach him everything that he know to make him a better back and a better player and a better person on and off the field. So, I mean, it looked like Adrian Peterson is going to bring leadership to the Saints as well as play. You know, because like I said the last couple of episodes, Mark Ingram is still confirmed Mark Ingram will be the starting quarterback. So, but that's what Sean Payton said. So, right now, Ingram... Peterson gonna be a backup, but you know, we'll see what happens. They probably do, like I said, they probably do an in and out 1-2 combo, and in and out during certain situations. So we'll see what happened with that. And like I said, the Saints picked up a running back during the draft as well. So the Saints will take Adrian Peterson, and the crazy thing is, week one of the season they got the Vikings. So that's Adrian Peterson's old team. So that'd be week one Monday Night Football. And Adrian Peterson said about that game will be revenge for him. So I don't know if he got anything built up against them or anything. So like I said, that'll be something interesting to see. So week one, the Saints will take on Minnesota, take on the Vikings for Monday Night Football week one in the NFL. You know, and the Saints, you know, the Saints, they hold rookie minicamp May 12th through 14th. So the coaches will soon have a chance to see the team's new draft picks in action. So they get to see what their rookies gonna bring to the table, get a little insight on what they gonna do. As you know, that will feature the Saints' seven draft picks, they had 12 undrafted free agents as well, and some of the team's younger and more inexperienced players. So that would include, you know, the draft picks, just to name a few: Marshon Lattimore, Ryan Ramsey, Alvin Kamara, Trey Hendrickson, and Marcus Williams, just to name a few. So, like I said, they're gonna have their little camp, the new draft picks. They got a little rookie camp for them, mini camp, 12 to the 14, just to see where they at and see what they working with. But man, it's looking pretty promising. We got a nice defense put together, and I forgot to mention about Nick Fairley as well. The last couple of episodes, I forgot all about Nick Fairley. You know, he played a big role in the defense last year, and he just came aboard last year. So that's gonna be I forgot all about him. So him and Cam Jordan, you know, they are vets on the roster. So and you know, he just signed the extension with the Saints, a nice deal with the Saints. So yeah, I want to make sure I got Nick Fairley, shout out in there as well for the defense of the Saints. So. But moving on, you know, to the Ravens. Like I remember I talked about them last week. How the Baltimore Ravens love those Alabama players. So, you know, I was just anxious and went and found out why. And the reason why is because of the Ravens' general manager, GM Ozzie Newsome Jr. You know, he was a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Ozzie also was a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide. And he assisted to a 42-6 overall record during his four seasons. Also, the SEC Lineman of the Year. He was the SEC Lineman of the Year in 1977, I believe. And it's known that he has a lot of input on bringing those Alabama guys to the Ravens, like Courtney Upshaw, Trent Richardson, LaRon McClain, Trey Dupree, C.J. Mosley, and Ted Williams, just to name a few of those guys. So, I mean, I was just doing my notes and trying to write some stuff down. I want to talk about on this podcast, and I got the hit from my brother, and he told me, you know, I saw you said something about the Alabama player, so you know, read up on Ozzie Newsome. So I like, let me read up on Ozzie Newsome. So I read up on him, and that's why. So if you know, Ravens love them Alabama players, so. I just thought I would throw that in there, a little quick lesson. Maybe y'all was wondering the same thing I was wondering, so I just throw that in there. So yeah, Ozzie Newsome is GM, and as you know, Trent Richardson, I don't know if he's a free agent or whatnot, but he was one of the guys. I think I mentioned him. But yeah, Ozzie Newsome Jr., look him up. You know, he's the Ravens executive GM. So he played a big part with the Ravens, and I'm sure the Alabama pickup players. But now moving on, next up, you know, we're going to talk about, do any of y'all remember the movie The Blind Side with Sandra Bullock, with Michael Orr, the kid that came up, you know, with the struggle, and now he's a professional football player. Man, just, if you haven't seen the movie, definitely watch the movie. It was good to me. I liked it. But, you know, he used to play for the, I think he played for the Ravens, I believe. But now he played for the Panthers. He's an offensive tackle for the Panthers. But, you know, he got a he was cited for assaulting the Uber driver in Nashville, Tennessee. And you know, he's from Memphis. So I guess I don't know why he would be in Nashville. Probably it's not that far from home. They probably on the outing or something. He had a couple people with him, I believe. The alleged incident was reported on April 14th, and, you know, Orr was ordered to appear in court on May 8th. For the misdemeanor assault charge. Now it happened in an Uber, so apparently he was just taking the Uber. So they may have been out and about. And like I said, you know, he was the subject for the movie The Blind Side with Sandra Bullock. It was about the football player, which is him, you know, how he overcame adversity, and you know, his mom was on drugs, and you have to really see it. I ain't really want to get all into the movie, but it was a positive. And he thought, like I said, he's a native of Memphis. And also, might add, you know, he missed the final 13 games of the 2016 season with a concussion. You know, he also still remains in the concussion protocol. So, I mean, that was just something I got to hit on about, you know, him getting arrested in Nashville on a misdemeanor assault on an Uber driver. So I can keep passing y'all that once I hear more about it. But I just want to make sure I threw that in. I just want to be brief on that subject, just let y'all know what was going on. But like I said, he was a great offensive tackle. They went to the Super Bowl a while back, not the past one, the one before that. So he played a big part blocking for Cam Newton. So he definitely on the blind side, definitely for sure. But yeah, so he's going through that now. So hopefully everything work out with that. But anyway, we'll move on. There was just something brief, right? I just want to throw in nothing major. Just hope that can get solved real quick before the season start. Now, anybody know about Colin? Colin Kaepernick, you know, he was a San Francisco 49ers quarterback that Jim Harbaugh had a vision about and put him in. And he just wrecked shop from there, took him to the Super Bowl and everything against the Ravens. And they were close to winning. It was pretty... He played a game. It was an awesome season with Colin. A lot of people say he was overrated then, but he was awesome. But he was in New York the other day and stood outside of a parole office with two boxes of his own custom-made suits and gave them out to the parolees to help them find work. It's all over social media. You know, he gave 50 of his own suits out, custom suits, you know, to the parolees just to help them, you know, dress up for job interviews and all that stuff. And you know, he does a lot, you know, giving money to different organizations, schools. He's been caught doing a lot of positive in the neighborhood. So if you don't know about Colin, you know, he started the protest up. Like I said, I don't want to get all into that, but anyway, the main question that is being answered, and it has been answered, does Colin deserve a chance to play in the NFL again? I say yes. You know, he at least deserves an interview, as Jim Harbaugh said, and I say the same thing, or at least a trial. Because again, we cannot forget he led his team to the Super Bowl in 2012, the 2012 season, when San Fran took on the Baltimore Ravens at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome here in New Orleans, Louisiana. It's rumors now that the Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was interested in getting him as to back up Dak Prescott. But again, it's a rumor. So like I said, it's a rumor. I don't want to confirm that, but it's something I read up on. It's been thrown out there. So like I said before, if it's true, that could be a positive. You know, Dallas already tough. Dallas Cowboys are tough. So I mean, he would just add to it. You know, I think Colin come in the clutch, but yeah, like I said, it's a rumor, so don't quote me on it and nothing. It's not confirmed yet, but that was just a rumor. As you know, he played for, you know, Michigan Wolverines head coach Jim Harbaugh. He played for him in San Fran that year they went to the Super Bowl. Jim Harbaugh had a thing for Colin, and they had a good chemistry. And they went pretty far with their chemistry as well. Now Jim Harbaugh said, he said Colin can be great, and he believed another team can get back to another Super Bowl with him playing at the QB position, and said he was he has the tools when he took the lead by storm, his first year as a starter. And Harbaugh has said that NFL teams have reached out to him and asked him for his opinion of Colin Kaepernick, and Harbaugh tells them they should sign him. So I mean, that's a big risk. So like I said, that NFL teams reached out to him and trying to get his opinion on it, and he feel that they should sign him. You know, with me as well. I think he should get a chance as well. You know, he's not a bad quarterback. You know, he just did something he believed in. And even Shannon Sharpe said it. It's guys in the league that has done different crimes and they still playing, but he hasn't really committed a crime. You know, he got the freedom of speech. You know, everybody has entitled to their own opinion. Everybody entitled to their own opinion, so that should have nothing to do with him playing ball. You know, at the end of the day, it's a business, and he can perform well at the quarterback position. So I mean, what's different about him? You know, he deserves a chance to play ball, or at least the interview. There's multiple guys in the NFL that has way worse crimes than that. You know, murder charges pending, you know, assaults, you know, DUIs, domestic violence, stuff like that, and they still out there playing. So why can't he play? And he hasn't even committed a crime. Actually, he just, you know, freedom of speech. So I mean, it's crazy. So we'll see what happened with that. Like I said, hopefully he get the opportunity to get back on the gridiron and do what he love, his passion. So, but I got a strong feeling he'll get picked up sooner than later out the blue. And if it go through with Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys, that'll be real interesting to see. And I'll be very, very happy about that, you know, because he actually is a good player. Besides all the other stuff that's going on with him, but and he always keep a good image. You know, he does a lot for the different communities. And you know, he played for Nevada in college, but he does a lot for the community. And like I said, just for you to give so much money out to help others and give 50 of your customized suits out to help parolees. Man, he got a little care. He got care in him, so he care about pretty much anybody that's trying to make things happen for their lives as well. So he does a lot for the community, and I think only good will come his way. Only good will come his way. He gonna get the opportunity he want, and he gonna shine again. You know, I mean, same thing with Michael Vick. You know, Michael Vick did the dog crime, and you know, nobody didn't want him, but he finally got the chance, came back and showed it out. You know, with Philly, and Philly, nobody in Philly wanted him. When he started playing the game, it was wreck shop. He killed it at the quarterback position. You know, he went on to Pittsburgh after that, and I think he's going to retire now, but I mean, we'll see what happens. But like I said, I know only time will tell, and I believe he'll get the opportunity again to play, hit the gridiron, because like I said, he's still young. Colin got to be about 29, so if not 30. I may be wrong, but I know it's around that ballpark. So he got a little football left, and I'm sure he's still steady working out, you know, doing drills and staying ready. So he'll definitely get that opportunity again, for sure. For sure, so. I mean, he got Jim Harbaugh on his side, you know. Somebody will pick him up. Somebody definitely picking up. I'm sure he got a good agent that's going to help him out as well. So we'll just see what happens, man. Only time can tell with that. But next up, man, I'm going to get into the LeVar Ball, the big balling brand shoe, as I quote, which is the talk of social media in ESPN right now. As you know, LeVar Ball, you know, he's a former football player, and he's the father of the UCLA point guard, Alonzo Ball. Just put out a shoe under the Big Ballin' brand, which is his brand, independent brand, called the Zo2 shoes for Alonzo Ball, which is named after his son, Alonzo Ball. They are sold at the start retail price of $495 plus tax. And also he has slides as well that start at $220 plus tax. Yeah, so it's not cheap. That's not cheap for no shoes. You know, these shoes are more than head honchos. These shoes cost way more than head honchos. You know, like the NBA, in the NBA, like Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Steph Curry, etc. Let me pause real quick on that. Let me say something about that. You know, naming them guys, Steph Curry, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, just to name a few, Kobe Bryant, they shoes don't even cost that much. You know, they don't even cost that much. And if the Jordans do cost that much, they're going to run you, you know, they're going to be up there, probably limited edition or something like that, but it's real. But, I mean, his son hasn't even touched the NBA court yet, you know, and you putting all this pressure on him. And even Stephen A. said it best, Stephen A. Smith, First Take, and Shannon Sharp from Undisputed on Fox Sports 1, I'm sorry. You know, they put pressure on his son. And I believe that I believe that too. He putting pressure on his son. His son hasn't even touched the NBA court yet. He hasn't even been drafted yet. So, and different broadcasters are saying the same thing I'm saying. If he don't go, if his son go out, don't go out there and perform, or even be a backup for, man, them shoes gonna go end up in Payless or something, because it's so much pressure and it's so much anticipation and it's for them shoes to be that high. Man, you better bring it in the NBA. I'm just saying. Like I said, he put more pressure on his son than he realized. And it's a lot of people that's against it, what he doing, and some respect it. You know, in one of LeVar tweets, who is Alonzo's dad, the owner of Big Baller Brand Shoes, you know, the independent shoe company. In his tweet, he stated that anyone who can't afford Lonzo Zoe 2s isn't a big baller. You know, and then the infamous Shaquille O'Neal came in tweets in response to that. Hey, at LeVar Big Baller, which is his Twitter name. Real big ballers brand don't overcharge kids for shoes. And they come out of Shaq and not Shaquille O'Neal, NBA all-time great center, future Hall of Fame. But now Shaq is an anti-LeVar Ball. He's anti-LeVar Ball. He's against it. You know Shaq got the when it comes to basketball shoes. Now if you know Shaq, his brand goes around $15, maybe a little bit more at Walmart. But he make his shoes like the cheapest out there besides the Starbears. If you know about Stephon Marbury, you know, he got his shoe deal in China called the Starbears, which is doing real good, by the way. They like to make their shoes affordable for the kids and everybody, you know. And actually in China, the Starbears are doing very, very well. He like a household name in China now. I believe he live up there. So you know about Stephon Marbury and the Starbears, that's what he does with those, and he make a killing. And Shaq as well, he made millions off his shoes because they're affordable. So I mean, I think you sell your shoes for a certain price, you still gonna make a profit. But $495 for a pair of shoes, negative. I mean, but Shaq always said to make his shoes, he wanted to make his shoes affordable to everybody. And, especially the kids, because there's parents out there that can't afford the shoes out there, you know, like the Jordans and all that. So he wanted to make some shoes that's affordable for the kids out there, which is care, obviously. It's people out there that can't afford it. And for you to put a tweet out like, if you can't afford the Alonzo 2, you're not a big baller, man. That says a lot about his character in my eyes. So, I mean, we'll see what happened with them. But apparently, you know, as of now, 5,000 pairs of the Lonzo 2s have been put out. Have been sold. I'm not sure. It has anything about how the slides are doing, but they're probably doing about the same numbers. But they sold. It says sold about 5,000. That was a couple of days ago, so I don't know where they at now as far as sales. But and I think overnight, and that was like I said, a couple of days ago when they came out. The night after they came out, 5,000 people bought them. The shoes just overnight, man, and he sold like 2.4 million overnight. So he made a profit of 2.4 million. Like I said, that was a couple nights ago, a couple days ago when they first came out. And I don't know where they at now as far as on sales, but I mean that's decent. But you know, but two people so far that said they got a pair is former NFL wide receiver Chad Johnson, now Ochocinco, and Seattle Seahawks defensive end Michael Bennett. You know, he bought two pair, and he said he respects what LeVar Ball is doing and plans to buy or has bought two pair of the shoes. And I'm sure he probably got the slippers too. I'm pretty sure Ochocinco got the slippers too. So therefore, Michael Bennett will have the two pair of shoes and probably two pair of slides as well. Which is but like I said, his shoes up there with Gucci and all that. And like I said, they saying why is the media giving him attention and all this stuff, but it's something to talk about. You know, this his son put his son on the pedestal, which there's nothing wrong with it, you know, but you don't want to put that type of pressure on him. And like, even like said, Stephen A. said, people gonna start resent his son for that. So his son don't have, he has no choice. He gotta go out there and play excellent A1 basketball once he get drafted. Like I said, it went pretty far in the Final Four, but Alonzo Ball did. But if he gotta go on there and perform, he got to. For somebody to have $495 shoes, you better go out there and dominate. Like I said, it ain't him. His dad put it's gonna be pressure on him whether he don't realize it or not. His dad putting pressure on him, and that's gonna suck. So, but the pressure's on. And real quick, it said that Reuben Foster, you know, he got picked up by San Fran from he from Alabama, linebacker. He may be, but the 49ers coach, head coach Kyle Shanahan says the worst case scenario on Reuben Foster, he may be missing his first rookie year, you know, because like I said, he had surgery on his shoulder. You know, the Alabama linebacker Reuben Foster, he was dropped to number 31 overall in the draft because of concerns about his surgical repair, right shoulder. And then again, Shanahan, the head coach of the 49ers, stated that he said the 49 doctors believe Foster's healing is just fine. He acknowledged that Reuben Foster could miss his entire rookie season. In the worst case scenario, is that shoulder is healing correctly, but he want to make sure it's all the way here correctly, because if he mess it up again, you got to do everything over again. So he don't want to take no chances. One of the top linebackers that was in the draft. It's a bold move. So we'll see what happened with it. Because San Fran, they really haven't had an awesome linebacker in a minute. So he want to make sure he fully healthy before he take that risk. So it's not a for sure thing yet. So I guess we just got to wait and see and keep up with the news on Reuben Foster. But still excited to see what's going to happen. Even if he do play the season, if not, but whenever he do touch the field, we know he go handle business out there. As I always say, handling business. But yeah, so we'll see what happened with it. But last but not least, I really just want to say, cause we finna get ready to end the show. I want to say that if anybody have any questions for the next episode, feel free to hit me up on my social media. You can DM me on my Twitter, my Snap, my Instagram, my Facebook. You know, I have a TNT Sports page on my Facebook. So hit me up on that. My Twitter is at T Bennett Sports. At TNT Sports. Hit me up on my Twitter and my Instagram. Just hit me up and let me know if you got any questions. I'll be sure to mention on the next episode of my podcast. And definitely leave your name, where you from, and then the question, and I would definitely put that on this sports blog, on my next podcast rather. Definitely feel free to hit me up on that. But other than that, like I said again, prayers out to Lil JJ and his family, Lil Jarius, for Saint Super Fan. We'll keep sending them prayers out there for him. That his liver transplant, everything went well. You know, they say asking for apple juice and all that good stuff. So hopefully I can get him on the show one of these days to talk to him after his post surgery. So we'll see. But like I said, pray out to his family, and hopefully every day he can get back on his feet and get back to running around and being a Saints Super Fan. And you know, the season coming up, so hopefully we see him on the field. You know, he went to LSU games as well, so pretty much he's a LSU Super Fan as well. So. Pelicans, NBA as well, and we'll see what happened with that. But real quick, also a rumor going around that you know, Chris Paul want to come back to New Orleans. Like I said, it's a rumor, so I'm gonna put that out there. It's not confirmed, but it said that he wanted to team up with DeMarcus Cousins and the Big Three. I mean Anthony Davis, and make a Big Three. But like I said, it's a rumor. That would be exciting to see Chris Paul come back to New Orleans to play ball with the Pelicans. He never played for the Pelicans. He was the Hornets when he was done, and he left. That's when they picked up AD. But that would be exciting to see. But like I said, that's a rumor. Don't quote me on that. We'll see what happened with that. So only time will tell with that. We just have to wait and see. But for the most part, I really appreciate y'all tuning in again. Remember, if you have any questions, hit me up on my social media. And I'll be glad. And like I said, leave your name, where you from, and the question, and I'll put it on my next podcast. And let it be known who asked me these questions. I'm gonna try my hardest to answer each and every one of them, depending on how much time we got. But for the most part, I get most of them answered. But just let me know. But again, thank each and every one of y'all for tuning in. And just look forward to episode 4. And definitely, like I said, give me feedback, be a critic. And each and every one of y'all have a blessed day.